Okay, so Revi Avekev begins where Shlishi left off, which is, of course, the story of, as we talked about, primarily the Chet HaEgel, a little bit later the Chet HaMeraglim and Tavei Ra and Kivros HaTava, but primarily the Chet HaEgel. And, you know, we have the reiteration of Psalacha Shnei Luchos HaBanim Karishonim. That's where we begin with the idea that, you know, the Chet HaEgel has been forgiven. Vesna Palif Nei Hashem Karishonar Esar Bayim Hayom Esar Bayim Halayla Sheris Napalti, as discussed yesterday, but there was going to be changes, and the primary change is, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu now has to take a more active role. Psal Lucha Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim Va'echtov Al Haluchos, as Psukim saying Kisisa. So Moshe reviews that aspect of the story, and also the need to construct the Aron Eitz, right? Rashi Shita is that this was the Aron that was Yotzei LaMelchama, and possibly the home for the Shivrei Haluchos. The Ramban disagrees strongly, right? He says, we always say Luchos v'Shivrei Luchos Munachos ba'Aron, meaning the Aron of Bitzalel, and this Aron, which was a temporary Aron, was Nignaz. So machlokes between Rashi and Ramban on that topic. And then we have a very surprising transition, which of course garnered an enormous amount of attention. So the Pesukim say, Va'efen minahar v'asimis haluchos ba'Aron asher asisi, as discussed. Vayu sham kasher tzivani Hashem uvnei Yisrael nasu mi be'eros pnei akan bosera sham meis aron vayikaver sham vayechahen alazar beno tachtav. You know, so ma'anyan shmita etzel har Sinai, right? We're fast forwarding 40 years from the shviras haluchos and the luchos hashnios to misas aron. So Rashi responds to that in his way, and v'samach Moshe tochach hazal l'shviras haluchos lomar Kasha misasan shel tzadikim lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu ki yom shenishtabru baluchos odiacha shuk shelo ma she'amrun itna rosh lifrosh menu ki yom she'asu bo esegel. So basically, you know, the death of Aaron is next to the story of the Shviras Haluchos, really the Luchos Hashnios, but, you know, Rashi's quoting here from the Agada, from the Tanchuma, to, you know, establish the idea that the death of Aaron, you know, was kasha misasan shel tzadikim. You know, sometimes we say Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Gedalia, or Kiyom Shenishbru Bo Haluchos. So that's one approach. The Ramban, you know, goes in a different direction, Kedarko, and he says those are Divrei Agada, but the simple pshat is, you know, if you want to know the success of my tfilos, you know, for Aaron, all you have to do is know that Aaron survived, right? As we discussed yesterday, Vigam Be'aharon Hisanaf Hashem Be'od Lashmido. So the Ramban says, so you see that Aaron survived another 40 years. I think, you know, the problem with the Ramban's approach is, you know, Ikar Chaser Mina Sefer. Why didn't it say, you know, 40 years later? So maybe it was understood in defense of the Ramban, but I don't think that's a simple pshat in the psukim, right? It's Va'efen Va'erid Aminahar Va'simis Aluchos Barona Seras. He see Va'yu Sham Kasher Tzivani Hashem Uvnei Yisrael Nasumi Veros Bnei Yakan Mosira Sham Meis Aaron Va'ikaver Sham Va'yichahen Elazar. So I would say, you know, ad the rabba to the Ramban, and this actually is very much supportive of the doctrine of the Abravanel. And the doctrine of the Abravanel is very well known, is that, you know, maybe it was the straw that broke the camel's back, but basically, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu isn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael because of the Chet HaMeraglim, and Aaron is not allowed into Eretz Yisrael because of the Chet HaEgel, right? And so for the Abravanel, it works perfectly, right? We're talking about the aftermath of the Egel Azav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you'll have another opportunity. But there are going to be adjustments. It's never going to be exactly the same, right? And, you know, and you're going to be responsible for creating the Aronates. And yes, I'll put the Michtav Harishon on it, but there are going to be changes. Just like we know, that there are long-term implications of the Egel, and that's exactly what the Pesukim say here about Aaron. You know, Vigam ba'aharon, Hitzanaf Hashem ba'od Hashmido, Va'aspel al ba'aharon ba'isai. And it's true that, you know, Aaron was therefore able to live another 40 years, but he would never be able to fully escape the shadow of the Egel, Va'yichahein Elazar b'no tachtav. So in many ways, I think these Pesukim are highly confirmational, generally, of the position of the Abravanel on the topic, which is to suggest that, you know, the death of Aaron was to be linked directly to the Chet, you know, HaEgel. But I want to make a point about that. You know, we live in a society where then, you know, the logical conclusion would be, and therefore, you know, Aaron is stigmatized, and therefore, you know, we see what a travesty and a catastrophe Chet HaEgel really was, and it was. But I don't think that's the essential lesson of this Smichos HaParshios. Yes, I do think it confirms the Abravanel's point of view that you couldn't really move past the Chet HaEgel in the full sense of the term. But I also want to, go back to something we mentioned a moment ago, which is the Gemara in Brachos and in other places as well. Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachos ba'aron. And Chazal take that to be a metaphor for Talmidei Chachamim, sheshachachu es Talmudan, machmas unsan, that we have to be nohag an enormous amount of kavod, and that, even if, they aren't what they once were from a cognitive, intellectual standpoint, luchos v'shivrei luchos, munachos ba'aron. And I think that that's an important nofach. I think that's an important dimension of a better conversation about Aharon HaKohen. Aharon, of course, always had to live with the Chet HaEgel, but he was really able to transmute it in many ways, to the benefit of Klal Yisrael. We discussed primarily in Sefer Vayikra, v'chiper ba'do v'ad be'so v'ad kol kahal Yisrael krav al mizbeach v'aseh chatas chaves olasecha l'kach nivcharta. We pointed out at the time that Aaron's credentials were burnished in a certain sense by his involvement in the Chet HaEgel to be the Kohen Gadol, because he knew what it meant to fail, and he knew how expiation is necessary for life to exist in this world. Without tshuva, the Chazal said tshuva was created before the world was created. You couldn't have a world because ki adam in tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov velo yachta. So I think that in a deeper sense, the story of Aaron isn't just linked to the Egel Azav, but it's actually in this aliyah. The story of Aaron HaKohen is linked to the notion of the luchos hashnios, of being able to move forward in a certain sense, but also the shivrei luchos, and the idea that the shivrei luchos, are munachos ba'aron, we relate to that, and we relate to the idea of talmidei chachamim, who have fractured, or have experienced fracture in a certain sense, again, whether that's a cognitive loss or whether, there's a certain kind of a failure. The Mishnah in Makos comes to mind here. Rav Shagala, the Talmidim and the Yeshiva, Megalan Imo to the Ir Miklat, and we don't try to stigmatize people in that way, Adrabah. So, again, I think 2 points, just to summarize and distill, Kantra Rashi, which is just, Kashem Yisasan Shaltadikin Keshev Reluchos, and the Ramban, that you see that Moshe's Tefillah was effective, I think it does basically confirm the Abravanel's understanding that the death of Aaron, Sham, Mes, Aaron, Vayikaver, Sham, is very much linked to the, events of Chet HaEgel. But Meidach, Gisa, the events of Chet HaEgel are more nuanced than we imagine them to be. It's not just the catastrophe, which it was, but it's also the idea of moving forward, of Shnei Luchos, Avanim, Karishonim, and the Kedusha of the Shivrei Luchos, and relating to failure, not as the defining or final word on a subject, but part of a person's legacy. But at the same time, something that we need to, put in context of the total legacy, luchos v'shivrei luchos munachos ba'aron.